I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hi, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. See, it looks like it's 7:05, December the 9th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live, and we're chatting at the KCNR1460.com.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. That's, of course, my better half. Good morning. How are you?
Great. You know, I love when we have surprises. And, of course, in just a few minutes after our break, we have darling girls that are coming in that are raising money and doing a dance fest because they're trying to raise money for finals. Let's talk about what's happening in the show this morning.
Well, let's talk to Bad Bob first. Hey,
well,
good morning, Bad
good
Bob.
Good morning.
No, I need more than that.
I have buttons to push.
You have buttons. Well, you push my buttons every so often. Now, you know, last night, you had a chance to see the Victoria.
Victorian.
Are they good?
Yes. The characterizations, the costumes, absolutely amazing there at Enterprise High School. I think that the folks who participate are in for a jolly good time. I got a couple of their numbers on tape for a project, and really, it's good to see the effort and the energy that these young people have. It restores a little faith, you know.
Well, you know, we saw the Madrigals, and you and Brenda were there with us, and we saw the Madrigals on Wednesday night. And, I mean, the amount of work and effort they put into it and the beauty and the quality of their singing was quite astounding.
And when they talk about cutting funds to the arts, kids who are involved in this stuff don't have time to go get into trouble. They're too busy learning how to do positive things.
Well, you know, when they're getting ready to call for tax cuts, or getting ready to call for if the taxes are not raised, if this new tax plan from Brown is not passed, it looks like then they say, oh, well, we're going to just have to cut again. We're going to have to cut in and get into the education side of it. But you're right. You know, the money that, you know, that when it disappears, those types of endeavors, like in the arts or the military ROTC, the junior ROTC, which is a great program, just disappears.
Weather. For those people just tuning in.
Weather. Well, you know, they disappear whether there's money or not.
I believe this is the coldest day so far this year.
Okay.
It is 27 degrees, actually currently 28 degrees, going to be 59 now. You know, according to my the internet, and again, there's a 6 degree variation between my computer and Bob's computer. So his says 35, mine says 28. So around in there, in the next hour, it'll be.
Well, it was 29 this morning.
Yes.
On the news, and then my the thermometer in my car said 35. It's not going to get warm.
It's going to be 59 degrees today. On this day in history, we love this. The U.S. Post Office in Wilmington, Delaware, offered Christmas seals for sale for the very first time in 1907. Contributions of the original seals, designed by Emily P. Bissell, helped in the fight against tuberculosis. A hospital in Wilmington is named in honor of Bissell. Top 10 reasons why you should use Christmas seals for the American Lung Association's website. Well, there's several. One of which is because Christmas seals make great keepsakes and collector's items. That's one of the things that happened today in history. In fact, in 1926, the U.S. Golf Association legalized steel shaft golf clubs. You love that, Carl.
I still use them.
Many of the new clubs are still wrapped around tree trunks, but there are angry golfers who couldn't make them work any better than the clubs with hickory sticks.
Well, you know, I have those too. I've inherited. And you're right. I can hit nothing. I can hit neither a hickory stick, nor a steel, nor an aluminum, or these new graphite clubs. It makes no difference. No matter how many times I swing at it, they all look funny.
All right, let's go to our Market Minute, as promised, 10 after the hour every morning. And this morning, Susan Eastman, what is going on with the Wells Fargo Minute?
Well, things have improved. Stocks are rallying this morning after European leaders agreed to boost a rescue fund and tighten budget rules. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 139 points at 12,136. The S&P 500 is positive 14 points at 1249. And the Nasdaq Composite is up 28 points at 2625. Some of the day's biggest movers, Bank of America is up 11 cents at $5.70. GE is up a quarter at 16.56. AT&T is positive 11 cents, trading at 28.97. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo is up 81 cents at 65.14. PG&E is positive 12 cents at 38.02. And Bank of Commerce is down 4 cents at 3.25. Turning to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2%. And over to commodities, gold is up $3.40 at $17.16.80 an ounce, silver's up 54 cents at $32, and crude oil is down 11 cents, trading at $98.23 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Minute at 710, 810, 905 in the morning and again in the afternoon. Tell us what's going on back east in the big market. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Guest today, we're going to have Glenn Hawes on, one of our supervisors. We're going to talk about, it was the first time that Glenn's been on, too. I don't know why. It's just the way it's worked out. But we're going to talk about, you know, his plans. Is he going to be running for his position again? What he thinks about what's going on in Shasta County, any changes coming on, good or bad. So he'll be on a little bit later. We've got just a number of things going to happen. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:11 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we are happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and all the hardworking elves, would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday. If you've been pondering what to get that special someone in your life, how about a heartwarming Toyo kerosene heater? It will do the trick. And forget about that chainsaw sitting in the garage. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com, where you can order fuel, pay online. We have gift certificates for everything in the plant but Ricky and Johnny. We have clear pearl for all the small portable heaters and propane for all the others. Northern Lights Energy, your one-stop shop for everything from chicken eggs to pomegranate jelly. We do it all. Weaverville, Corning, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, 7:15 in the morning, December the 9th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Mm-hmm. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. If you go out to live stream, we'll come there and you can see us on the... we're streaming our video as part of our beta test right now, so it's going out. You know, it's not every it's not every day you get rock star dancers.
And before we go there, a good morning. And of course, there's a morning frost this morning. Currently 34 degrees, with temperatures getting to be about 62.
So I guess
today.
That Bob's computer is warmer than yours.
Well, I just decided to do the National Weather Service when I go to, I think this is kind of a more overall reality here, to mostly sunny Saturday. And of course, we want to make sure that, you know, that tomorrow, as you plan your day and you go out and about, that you find room for our next guests. We are with Layla and Molly Nance. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
And their mother, Meredith. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, Carl was talking about these are two of the finalists here for the North State for what we call Rock Star Dance. They are going to be out tomorrow at the Sonic in Anderson fundraising and what we call it car hopping. And so we're going to get a little visual about what that is. But they placed first at the competition, and they're raising money for the Nationals, of course, in Las Vegas. So, girls, what is Rock Star Dance?
It's a dance team that our coach Gina made up, and she wanted a few girls to come in it. So, yeah, she invited us in.
And so you danced, but the competition was held. This was a big competition. This wasn't something that there was four people in the back room of an Arby's someplace. Mm-hmm. This was down in Marine World down in San Diego, and there was, what, hundreds and hundreds of girls there?
Yes, they had their first competition at Marine World in October, and they had only been together about 2.5 months at the time, so we didn't know what to expect, and they placed first in their category and qualified to go to the national competition in Las Vegas, where they're going to be competing against girls from all over the country representing the North State.
So they were, this is their first competition. Mm-hmm. They were down in Marine World. There were hundreds of girls, yes, all competing, and the team from Reading, or from Cottonwood, yes, took first place, and now you're on to Vegas.
Yes, we
dancing
are.
Dancing in Vegas already. You know, you don't look like you're that old. How old are you? How old are you? Either one.
I'm 7.
You're 7, and how old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9, and now you two are dancing in Vegas.
Sisters, this
yes
is wonderful.
This is cute.
Tell us with the routine. Let's start with the youngest. Let's go with, and of course, you are Molly. Okay.
Yeah.
Molly, get up there on the microphone and tell us about, what kind of dancing is it?
Well, we have two dances. One is hip-hop and one is pom pom.
Okay, so when you do the hip hop, what's the song?
It's a lot of songs mixed together.
Okay, so it's a mix. And then when you do pom poms, are you literally with, like, pom poms cheerleader?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have to do splits and kicks?
No, we don't have to do splits, but we have to do kicks.
Okay, and so then, of course, you and your sister. Now, is the dance competition just the two of you, or are you in a team?
We're in a team.
Oh, how many in the team?
Seven girls.
See, you know, Mom, your daughters are bright, and I really believe that when you are in the arts and you have to dance, you need that 5, 6, 7, 8. Then you got to know your numbers and routine and having to show up in costume. Mm-hmm. And if you have a really good teacher, they don't allow you. You're not allowed to be late.
No, they're not. And they have to learn their routines very fast and get it perfect for competitions. They have another competition coming up in January, and they've had to learn a whole new routine on top of their first one, and they work very hard. They have practice for 2 hours twice a week.
Okay, now when is the competition?
They have a competition coming up January 15th where they're going to be performing their hip-hop routine for the first time. And then the national competition in Las Vegas is February 24th.
Okay, so when everybody go down to Anderson tomorrow to the Sonic and see the girls, and for any tips, right? The tips go to raise the money to send you all to Las Vegas.
Yes, the girls are going to be, when people order food, they'll be the ones bringing food and drinks to the cars. And they get to keep all of their tips.
Okay.
And that money goes to pay to get them to Las Vegas.
Okay, what kind of funds are you trying to raise here?
Well, we are trying to pay for flights and hotels, so we're looking to get probably between $1,000 to $1,500 more dollars than we have.
And so is this the first of fundraisers?
No, they've been fundraising a lot. This is their second fundraiser at Sonic. They actually worked at a craft fair last weekend where they all made ornaments and baked goods and sold them.
Okay, everybody. So if you want to come down, you want to help the girls, come on down to the Sonic in Anderson tomorrow, and you have two really cute car hops coming out there, and maybe they'll even dance for you a little bit.
Is there a name of the team?
Rockstar Dance.
Rockstar Dance. So do you guys say anything on stage, or you just come out and just dun, 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 dun? Is that what it is? You all of a sudden line up and get ready. 5, 6, 7, 8, and dun, dun. Is that how it works?
Yeah they're shaking their heads. Yeah, that's the way it works.
You guys need to go, like, go Rockstar Dance. Anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they come out and do a cheer.
They do a cheer?
All
right.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming by today. And you know what? If everybody's out tomorrow, you're out shopping, you're going by, and you're going seeing things, stop by Sonic, get a burger, and give the girls a big tip.
Wave to the camera, girls, up there in the corner.
Wave up there.
Hi!
Okay.
Okay, Sonic tomorrow, December 10th, 9 to 5. Come and sponsor or give tips to Layla and Molly Nance and the gals that are all going to be going from the North State to Las Vegas.
Yes.
And congratulations, you guys. That's really
Thank
super.
You.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It is 7:21 in the morning. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of little things, maybe a little bit more serious. Anyway, good luck, girls.
Thank you.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
A special thank you to our Bingo patrons for their help in raising money towards local charities. Bingo is back at Wind River Casino, where the locals play. Since July, over $3,500 has been raised for Anderson Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Community Center, Shasta Women's Refuge, Living Hope, and Wings of Angels. Play double action bingo only $3 a game, with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales go to the Salvation Army. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for the Salvation Army. $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. $10,000 triple try bingo and super bingo cover all. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play for local charities. This month, play for the Salvation Army. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Yeah. If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 725 in the morning. It is about 36 degrees out there. December 9th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live in KCNR 1460. And I think we're even going out live stream. We're doing our beta testing on video being shot from the shot out of here from the studio. And we talked about yesterday about the Department of Fish and Game coming in with their new visions and ideas, and there was a lot of questions about that, at least on my part. Seems like on a lot of other people's part, too. At the meeting they had last night, there was, it appears, there was a lot of frustration that was going on. They broke down into small groups that the format kind of got people excited that way, too, because there was no way for everybody to talk in front of everybody. When you break down into small groups, things that are going on in one group, the other groups don't know what's going on. Anyway, this meeting was the fourth in a series held around California, and it seeks feedback on the proposed changes in the Department of Fish and Game. The problems are is that, you know, some of the things that they want to do, like bring in special prosecutors, how are they going to enforce laws? What are the new laws? You know, the way it's written, the reasons that they want to do it is climate change, the environment, but it doesn't say anything there about hunting and fishing, which pays for a third of the Department of Fish and Game. Those are license fees. So what's going on with this? What's the final results? Do they really listen? Some of the people there said the only thing missing is butcher paper because they felt like the format of it was they were talking, you know, down to people. Here's the thing, is the Department of Fish and Game is already up to its eyes in what's going on in Siskiyou County with the water. And in fact, this ties into what happens in Siskiyou County yesterday. The Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors have voted not to participate in state biologists' plans to study stream flows of threatened coho salmon, saying that they refuse to participate in a process that will only end with more restrictions on the water. They said, why should we do something that we know they're going to cut our throats? Why should we give this legitimacy? The water wars that are going on here, up in Siskiyou County, my friends, are working their way south. At what point do humans become paramount? At what point does our economy, which has already been partially destroyed by by spotted owls, and if somebody can tell me what a spotted owl even looks like, because they won't let people, you know, engage in logging because of that, and then the rivers themselves you can't dredge because that threatens things, other groups of environmentalists and biologists throwing gravel into the rivers have dammed up the estuaries, it was done incorrectly, and now they're going after the water. For the farmers and ranchers, the only thing that's really left is, you know, ranching and farming up in Siskiyou County and many other parts of the Northern California. And now they're going after that. If you don't think they're going after your water, then you're wrong. They are going up there for people who have had these water rights and had them signed and been that they've had for 100 years or more. And they're not listening to the people up there. And this is not your elected official. The elected officials from this whole area are against this. This is the Department of Fish and Game that's doing this. It is an appointed group. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dick Fighton. We're going to be talking Salvation Army. We're not finished with this yet. We're going to talk a lot more about what's happening to the north in the water, because it is going to directly impact on us down here. If we don't get involved with this, if we don't see what's going on, all agriculture, all ranching, the way we know it, is going to change. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, 7:30 in the morning.
KCNR, 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green on Wall Street as investors focus their attention on the EU summit in Brussels. Eurozone leaders agreed to closer fiscal ties and other measures to tackle the region's debt crisis. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 135 points. Back in the U.S., the trade deficit shrank for a fourth straight month in October. According to the Commerce Department, the figure narrowed less than expected to $43.5 billion. It marks the deficit's lowest point of the year. A lower deficit typically means foreign countries are buying more American goods, which can lead to economic growth in the U.S. And Toyota is putting the brakes on its current year profit outlook. The Japanese automaker expects to see a profit of $2.6 billion, but that's down 57% from a year ago. It's also much lower than what analysts had been looking for. Toyota says a stronger yen and output disruptions due to the floods in Thailand lowered their outlook. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores, with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Freedom is the only thing that means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Well, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:34 in the morning, the 9th of December, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco Brew on Hilltop. Espresso Joe's, Jingle Crunch, your fabulous Christmas coffees. If you're looking for a special gift from wall to wall inside of Tobacco Brew is Espresso Joe's. They have wine, coffee, and then, of course, the largest walk-in humidor in the entire North State. It's where we love to get our gifts and shop local, stay local. And, of course, the owners of Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley, are so generous to our community, especially the veterans. So Tobacco and Brew, our guests this morning. Right now we have someone very special, dear to our hearts. You know him through so many charities, but mostly from Ducks Unlimited. But this morning you're here to talk about the Salvation Army and the Red Kettle Bell, because you're also so involved with that. And we're ringing the bell again this year. We haven't picked out the date and place yet, but we're here to talk about what's going on with the Salvation Army funds, history, when the money comes in, where it goes to. And this morning with us is Dick Fighton. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for letting us come and talk about our bell ringing program at the Salvation Army. The first thing I'd like to talk about is just a little bit of history. William Booth started a ministry in 1852 in England, London, England. And in 1865, he left the church and started his own ministry, which ended up being called the Salvation Army. So the Salvation Army goes back a long ways. And we're primarily a Christian organization in the Universal Church of Christ. How it got to the United States, Eliza Shirley left England to join her parents in 1879 and started the Salvation Army in Philadelphia. Then I think you're going to be very happy about the fact that the Salvation Army is non-discriminatory. General Linda Bond was elected to be the 19th General of the Salvation Army in January 2011. We've had three females that have been heading up the Salvation Army in England. So this is quite an organization. But more importantly, here in Shasta County, all the money that we collect in the Salvation Army for Shasta County stays in Shasta County. And with that, in our fiscal year goes from 2010 to 2011. And just a couple of highlights about things that we've accomplished during the 2010-2011 fiscal year. We 10,414 unduplicated cases. These are people that come into our headquarters building on Larkspur and get donations of food, clothing, some help with their utility bills. If you have to go out of town for medical reasons, we help with gasoline. It's just a number of things that we end up doing. Our thrift stores, which we have four thrift stores, and we would hope that you would help us with your donations by dropping off your donations at our thrift stores. 4,396 articles of clothing were donated. Disaster response. We participate in fires with our canteen. If you have a home fire, our canteen might be out there. Certainly the forest fires, and I know the forest firefighters enjoy our canteen. We give them free food, free water, meals, things of that nature. We sent 149 kids to camp last year, and we have church services. We have 40 parishioners each Sunday at our church at the headquarters building. And
you know, the big thing I see, yeah, Dick, is that, you know, the holiday gift baskets that you all give, you know, 2,500 of them. You have, you know, children, or I'm sorry, 4,200 of that. But gifts for kids, well over 2,500 gifts that you give to the kids. And these are things that you go out and you cannot go anywhere without seeing that red kettle at this time of the year. And you know what, my friends? Having rung the bell out there, you think, oh, I've only got like 25 cents or something like that in my pocket. Things are tight. Drop it off. That 25 cents adds up. You figure out, you know, how many kettles are out there, and you get a couple of thousand people dropping a quarter off every day. It adds up. And it adds up for people a lot less fortunate during this time in our economy when things are really tight. People are working. They're scuffling out there. They're trying to get things done. They just, you know, but they're not going to have a Christmas. But this is the way you can help.
Well, you're here.
The Salvation Army. By either ringing the bell or just, like I said, you've got some change in your pocket. Drop it off there.
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back to fight, and we're talking about the Salvation Army, and when you see the red kettle, I mean, what does it really represent? So we're talking about the history of the Salvation Army, but those funds, like you said, when you put those dollars and cents into that red kettle, it does stay local. We've really come up with some staggering numbers here of different organizations and things in the community that your dollars and cents help. We're going to come right back, and we're going to find out more about how you can volunteer.
And not only that, but thieves, prostitutes, gamblers, and drunkards were among the first converts to the Salvation Army, which right away should interest the chat pack.
KCNR 1460.
River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate healthcare providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Diamonds. Beauty. Style. Color. Elegance. Fields Jewelers. Traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:45 in the morning. It is like 36 degrees out there. 7:45, like I said, December the 9th. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. I tell you what, this man can take a little ding in your windshield and fix it. He can take a 2-foot crack in your windshield and fix it. He guarantees his work. You won't have to, you know, you won't have to lose that windshield and pay that $250 deductible or $500, whatever it is. And you need to talk to him, though. You need to give him a call and show him what is going on with that windshield. And his number is 241-8373. That's 530-241-8373. He's on Market Street. It's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Like I said, we've had our car taken down there on several occasions. You know, when you get a ding and he fixes that, and then you get another ding and he fixes that, and including the one that was 12 inches long in my windshield, he fixed, you can't even see it. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Good morning. Currently 35 degrees with morning frost this morning. We're going to have temperatures around 62. A clear, beautiful day with tonight's around 30. It is that frost warning, so be careful. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Want to remind you that Anselmo Vineyards is putting on the New Year's Gala. If you're just tuning in now, this is KCNR 1460, the New Year's Gala, and here is how you make your reservations. 474-5546. 18-piece orchestra. Stephanie Foose will be out there with Bernie Baker. A 6-course dinner paired with wines, transportation from Red Lion back and forth. And again, you've got to make reservations and enjoy the spectacular gala up at Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, our guest today is, we're talking here, you know, it's that time of the year again. Salvation Army, the kettles. And we've talked about already is how many good things the Salvation Army has done for our community, because all the money stays right here. When you see those little kettles out there and the kids out there ringing the bells with their parents, or just, you know, a bunch of adults or the Lions or any group out there, the amount of things the Salvation Army does for our community.
Social services, disaster response, children programs, angel tree gifts, church services, holiday food baskets, and of course thrift store vouchers. I mean, there's just so many things under the umbrella of the Salvation Army. And when you see the red kettle, know that when you put in whatever you have in your pocket, don't feel guilty when you walk out of the store and you feel, oh, I can't. No, it's okay. Don't worry if it's 10 cents. Do it.
It all adds up.
Yes.
And, okay, now how can we sign up to ring a bell? Because Linda and I, we get out there, and we each have our own way of ringing bells. Now, see, mine is, Linda is, show them, this is Linda's technique.
I just have like a rhythm thing, and I go.
Okay, now mine, on the other hand.
It's 2 hours, right?
Right.
2 hour increments.
Now, I'm kind of like, more like this.
Yeah.
I'm more into the.
He's ADD boy.
I'm more into the. And then I see people that are ignoring me. Then I go like this. And I point it at them. And then I point it at them. And then it's kind of like the. You can come here and give me a quarter.
Stop it! You know we didn't sweat. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Bob! Bad Bob! Just that was it. Bad Bob just blew it. Just blew his eardrums out on that last one. Okay.
Okay. So how do we let our listeners know in our?
This is what Bad Bob rings. Size does matter, Bad Bob. When it comes to these bells out there, size matters. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now, Dick. Now that we've given out our secrets, and anybody that wants to use that to show how they ring their bells. Come on down. And we'll have a little bell ringing contest. But we're going to be out there collecting money, and we're going to tell everybody, so you can stop by, you can bring your friends. In fact, we insist on it. You bring your friends, your grandkids, your parents, anybody you know, you can drag them there, even if you don't know them, and give us money. But we haven't figured out yet where we're going to tell everybody. We're going to give you a week to get ready.
Well, Dick, I know that there's a special. Wind River is so generous with their community, and there's supposedly, what day is it? Tell us about
tonight.
Tonight, okay.
Yeah, from 6 to 8 o'clock at the Walmart south door, not the north door where you go in for your groceries, but the south door, they're ringing the bell down there, and any money they collect in their red kettle, they will match.
Now, Walmart in Anderson or Walmart here?
Walmart here in Reading.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, and everything that's made tonight, Wind River's going to match.
Between and, 6 and 8 o'clock and that south door at Walmart, they will match whatever goes in the kettle tonight. So, you know, if you're out driving around, swing on by. Put a couple bucks in the
drop
kettle.
Drop that $2,000 check in.
Right.
Well, here's what happens when if you can't make tonight, for instance, is you place this call and the number is 222-2207.
Right.
Give that call 222-2207. We'll put it in the chat room. And
ask for Marty.
Ask for Marty, and you go in to the Salvation Army headquarters off of Larkspur.
Right.
And you pick this date, and it doesn't matter. I mean, Carl and I were at a generous day. The day that we were at,
this gentleman came in and dropped off a igloo cooler full of quarters.
Wow.
We thought we didn't know what was in it. We thought there could have been a head in there because that's what it looked like. And
it
I told
like
Linda stay in the car, you
yes,
know. And I'm like this, and he opens it up, and it was just filled.
With quarters.
It had to be almost, $500?
It was just really fun. That was special.
Yeah.
And, Charles came by that day with his...
Oh, Charles, yes.
With his white van and the big chains across the back. And
we're having people here say that they would pay me, or they would pay people $20 not to ring the bell while they were there. You know what, JRD? Come on out, pay me $20 not to ring the bell. In fact, why don't you start right now?
We will let you know where we're going to be.
There's one more place you have to go and see, and that's Dick Wilkinson's home, and that's all lit up in his red barn on Barrel Drive just off Bonnyview. Drive by there. We have a red kettle there, and Dick is just a hoot. And this 80-year-old man gets up and decorates this barn and his house and whatnot. 5,000 lights on the roof of his house alone.
I believe I heard about that the other day from Pat Karch. He was telling me, this is unbelievable. You cannot believe it. Now, how do you get there?
Go down Bonnyview. If you're to East Bonnyview, take a right. You go two houses into Barrel Court. Take a right into Barrel Court, and he's down about six houses.
You can probably see it because the whole street's lit up.
I hear you can hear. You can see it from Bonnyview.
You can see the barn from Bonnyview, the end of the barn. But you have to go in there and see what this man. And it's just him and his wife and his daughter that put this whole thing together in 2 weeks.
And you know, and here's the other thing too is they live on. They live on canned peas the rest of the year because the cost of electricity is $843,000 from PG&E. And that's it. And they eat the sewer peas the rest of the... We've got to go.
Okay.
Dick Fighting from here, Salvation Army. If we haven't harassed people enough with the bell ringing, we're going to come out there and ring the bell. We'll let everybody know. We want to collect some money for Salvation.
And
for
chat pack.
That's right. And Chat Pack, we want you all out there, too.
222-2207. If you want to ring a bell this year, bring it on. Love to have as many red kettles around this season, anywhere we can get you. 222-2207 and ask for Marty. That's the Salvation Army headquarters. Go in and pick up a red kettle and a bell, and you, too, can be one of those. For 2 hours out at some location here in the North State.
Right. Harassing
we need
people.
You.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, folks.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. 7:52 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio. Miss
great.
That day. Miss a lot.
Stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866. EstateGranite.com.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and all the hardworking elves, would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday. If you've been pondering what to get that special someone in your life, how about a heartwarming Toyo kerosene heater? It will do the trick. And forget about that chainsaw sitting in the garage. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com, where you can order fuel, pay online. We have gift certificates for everything in the plant but Ricky and Johnny. We have clear pearl for all the small portable heaters and propane for all the others. Northern Lights Energy, your one-stop shop for everything from chicken eggs to pomegranate jelly. We do it all. Weaverville, Corning, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. How are you today? I like this one. Okay. Bob does some great bump music. I have dug everything.
The light.
Ow!
Unfortunately, anybody on the video won't be able to hear that music, but that's the way it is.
Well, they have to split their screen.
Wait a minute. What, you mean on the video they can't hear it?
No, we cannot stream copyrighted music over our, as part of our agreement with the company we get our video service from.
Okay.
But they can watch.
But if they're listening to our portal,
our
portal? KCNR.com,
they can
hear. That they can hear, but the audio won't be in sync either.
Okay, so now what?
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Well, we're getting email now from people who are like, please explain it to me. I'm thinking, if you go to KCNR1460.com, you can hear us streaming the regular audio. But if you click in the window, can you split your screen?
It would be out of sync. Because we're using two entirely different systems here. Our audio stream is on one service, if you will. It's on one channel, if you will, on the internet.
Yeah.
Our video, which has an audio stream with it, is on a different channel, and they are not synchronized.
So they've got to turn one off.
You turn one sound or the other off. Either open a second window, maybe in another browser if you've got it on your computer, or some people who own a second computer like a laptop. I think that's what John does. He sets up his laptop to listen to the regular stream. And then has a video open in the other stream. If you go to livestream.com/freefireradio, you can pick up our video stream, and it appears to be more stable than the setup I was trying yesterday. And that's what we're doing. We're experimenting.
We're just doing real world tests. Right.
We're doing real world tests.
Hey, speaking of things that are happening tomorrow.
Okay. First of all, I wanted to say belated. I said last night on the air, happy birthday, Barbara Harrison. A real community activist, so involved with so many fundraising.
In the right sense of the word,
absolutely,
activist.
Yes. And so belated birthday, and I know that you're going to be out and about with people taking you out to birthday lunches. So shout out from Carl and Bob and I and everybody at KCNR. Tomorrow, Wreaths Across America. This is happening at the Igo Cemetery. The event is at noon. And we invite you to honor our veterans for this fifth annual. It's a fabulous. This is remembering our fallen veterans, and they have wreaths after they do this short ceremony, which is just so meaningful. It's so poignant. It's Christmas, and you take a wreath, and every single gravesite or even all of the markers you can put. One, two, three, whatever, if you've got your hand, your arms, and there's that many wreaths, you can put those around to all of the grave sites out at the Igo Cemetery. It's very meaningful. So we'll be out there tomorrow at noon. We hope to see you, too.
It's a beautiful ceremony. Okay, we've got no time left. Hey, when we come back, Supervisor Glenn Hawes will be with us. We're going to talk to Glenn about, elections, Shasta County, what his plans are, the whole thing when we come back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was a lone gunman, and he was not a student. We're learning more about the man who killed a Virginia Tech police officer, putting the campus on lockdown. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has the latest live.
Dave, state police say the gunman acted alone, running away from the scene of the shooting, changing clothes before killing himself in a parking lot a half mile away.
We are very confident. We know who this individual is. However, due to protocol, the medical examiner's office must make that positive identification, and then we notify the next of kin. And at that point, we will be able to release his name.
The campus was locked down for 4 hours, the university's president saying, "Our hearts are broken again," referring to the 2007 massacre. Dave?
Courtney, a New Orleans police officer has been convicted of lying about the killing of a man shot by police in the chaos right after Hurricane Katrina. Another officer, though, has been acquitted. A man from Yemen who created a disturbance on an American flight from Chicago to L.A. in May has been ruled mentally incompetent to stand trial, ordered by a federal judge to get 4 months of treatment before reevaluation. A flight attendant tackled the Yemeni national, and other passengers helped subdue him after he pounded on the cockpit door shouting, "God is great," in Arabic. A promise from a wife to her held hostage husband.
"We love you. We miss you every day. We will not abandon you."
Christine Levinson urging her husband Robert's kidnappers to reveal their demands, releasing a now year-old video of him.
33 years of service to the United States deserves something. Please help me.
Robert Levinson disappeared in Iran in 2007 while working as a private investigator. European leaders in every EU country but Britain are working out a deal to tie their finances together, hoping to solve a persistent debt crisis. But Britain holding out prevents the EU from making a new formal treaty. Wall Street seems to like the deal. The Dow's up 145 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The deals are sizzling this winter on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools during the Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing or choose hot cashback offers. Either way, you'll save big. Get to your John Deere dealer now. Offer ends January 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit one of Floyd A. Boyd's 5 locations online at floydaboyd.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
It's a steady stream out of Iraq for U.S. troops pulling out before the end of the year deadline. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live in Baghdad.
Troop convoys continuing to head south into Kuwait after 8.5 years in Iraq.
Oh, great. Finally be able to go home to my family.
Ready to get on the plane, waiting on the bird, and waiting
couple weeks now.
Those troops at Camp Virginia in Kuwait, they're taking armored vehicles like patrol trucks, but leaving here the fortified bases built up at such great cost. Some of those the Iraqis will use, but others are already being stripped down. U.S. commanders saying Iraq's own troops will maintain some security here. But on the streets of Baghdad, there is anxiety about the future, Dave.
Alistair, another bomb delivered in the mail in Europe.
The target this time, Italian tax collection agency Equitalia in Rome. The package in bubble wrap exploded when it was opened by the office's director, who suffered hand and eye injuries.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen in London.
It follows a letter bomb sent to the head of Germany's Deutsche Bank. That envelope intercepted in the mailroom, and responsibility for that attack claimed by a far-left Italian group.
Black Friday, always a shopping frenzy, and this year there were several post-Thanksgiving skirmishes at Walmarts across the country, including one outside L.A.
Technically, it was still Thanksgiving Thursday when Elizabeth Macias used pepper spray on fellow Walmart shoppers. At first, it was reported that the fighting was over Xboxes. After she left the store, police put out word they were looking for her, and she turned herself in. Now, the L.A. County DA is declining to file charges and instead referring the case to city prosecutors. The LAPD said it was possible she thought she was using the spray in self-defense. In L.A., Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
The Army is offering to pay a New Jersey family about $7,300. Payback for a wayward artillery shell that crashed through their roof in 2008 and killed the family cat. The family calls the offer a kick in the teeth and plans to reject it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Well, not really our home, but we're in here a lot. It's 8:05 in the morning on December the 9th. And it's our phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're also chatting in there with our chat pack, and we're also doing a beta test of live video that we're pushing out too, sometimes.
Livestream.com/freefireradio, all together, lowercase.
That way you can see our guests too. And like I said, we're just testing on this. What's the weather today?
We're looking at currently 37 degrees, 34 degrees, actually. We've gone down with our morning frost here, and we're going to have temperatures today getting to be around 62. So plan your day, of course, with layers, and, you might have to get out there. I think our car was fine, but I know there's some areas that probably are more chilly. So clear tonight with a low of 30. Tomorrow we have mostly sunny with a high of 61, partly cloudy evening. On Saturday evening, around 32 tomorrow lows. Sunday's going to be a beautiful, mostly sunny day with a high of 53. That's going to be chilly. And of Sunday night lows, the temperature's getting to be around 37 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards getting ready for the big New Year's Eve gala. You know, before we get to our guest for this hour, Supervisor Glenn Hawes, we've got some things that we also hit the market minute. But let's just catch up on a couple of things. Like, you remember MASH and Colonel Potter, Harry Morgan. Passed away yesterday, age 86.
Oh, man. We know him as
Colonel Potter.
Colonel Potter, but he had a very prolific acting career.
Oh, he did. You know, if you remember Dragnet, he was in Dragnet for a long time. Just a fact, ma'am. The Pearl Harbor, of course, Pearl Harbor ceremonies and memorials went on, of course, December 7th. The Pearl Harbor Survivors Association has now, that was their last reunion. The members of the Pearl Harbor survivors have gotten so old, or they're in their senior years, that they are no longer going to hold travel for that memorial service. We have four active members left here in Reading. Three have died in the last year. So they're just having they're all in their 80s and 90s. So they announced that was going to be their last big ceremony.
Then it leaves it up to us to remember.
That's
absolutely
right. And then here's the latest is the new Disney Muppet movie. People are saying it's promoting class warfare. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the Muppet villain is an oil baron named Tex Richman. And they're just saying it's another slap at corporations and successful people. So, I don't know. You know, it's. I'm still stuck up on bring us the piggy pudding and Miss Piggy getting all upset. And they say, no, it's piggy pudding.
We were joking about that the other night. We went to the Madrigals when they say, now bring us some piggy pudding. I said to her, we were with the table. I said, isn't that piggy pudding? And they looked at me like I was blonde. That was okay. Hey, we have our Wells Fargo Minute, of course, as promised, our every hour, 710, 810, 905. Good morning, Susan Eastman. Please tell us what's going on with the Market Minute with Wells Fargo.
Good morning. Well, stocks are in the green today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 155 points at 12,153. The S&P 500 is up 16 points at 1251. And the NASDAQ composite is positive 35 points at 2632. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Intel's up 19 cents at 2489. Oracle's positive 61 cents at 3137 per share. Apple's up $1.78, trading at 392.44. Local stocks of interest, Target's up 11 cents at 5358. Best Buy is positive 27 cents at 2769 per share. Walmart is down 36 cents at 5762. Turning to the bond department, the 30-year bond yield is 3.03%. For commodities, gold is up $3.20 at $17.1660 per ounce. Silver is up 46 cents at $32. Crude oil is down a penny, trading at $98.33 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. And, of course, Wells Fargo Advisor, Susan Eastman, thank you so much. You'll be hearing again what's happening in the market at 9:05. We've got to take a break. And when we come back, we have Supervisor Glenn Haas with us here on KCNR 1460.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14-6. You know, you never know what's going to come out of Bob's fingers here. 8:11 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Go down and see Mike Huber. These guys do great work. They've got granite or marble for practically any budget. You think, oh, gosh, it's just too expensive because it looks so great. Really dresses up your home. But they have a piece of granite or marble or whatever else you may want in that type of material, probably for a price that you can afford. Give them a call at 241-7866. I can't say enough about it. Mike's shop, and the way he does it, he cuts this himself, and he guarantees his work. And we have a fire pit right out there behind our house right now. It is absolutely beautiful, and what great work. Again, Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Marble. Give him a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE, or go see their website, estategranite.com. Our guest, and I don't, you know what, we've run each other so many times, but it seems like this is probably the first time you've been on our show here, is Supervisor Glenn Haas.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be
here. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, Supervisor. Now, here's the big question. Are you running?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you officially have thrown your hat in the ring here.
Well, I haven't signed up yet. That comes in March, but I will be signing up.
You will be signing up and running another time. Now, how many years have you been supervisor?
This is my 15th year, just finishing my 15th year.
15 years.
And we've done a lot in the county in those 15 years.
I bet you've seen a lot of changes
in the county.
What would you say the biggest changes?
Well, there's more people coming in here that don't want to see anything else come after they get here. And it does present a little bit of a problem. So for what it's worth...
They move here because they like it the way
they
it
love,
is.
They love they it the way it is, change. And then they don't want it to change. But I've seen a lot of change in my time. In fact, my grandfather came here in the early 1860s, so our family's been here a long time. We have seen a tremendous amount of change. And of course, my son's made quite a little bit of change with our farm, creating Hawes Farm. So it's just the time. I mean, time causes change. There's nothing we can do about it, and we just have to deal with it and work with it. So
change, and you need change. You need change to grow a lot of times. But on, I'm familiar with a southwestern town called Prescott, Arizona, which is just a great little town. And so many people from the Northeast moved there because they loved the place, but they started wanting to kind of change it. They started wanting to limit horses, and what the things they really liked about it. They wanted then to limit all this to kind of make it like it was back on the East Coast, which then led to a huge battle between locals and people who had moved in there and bought these big houses.
We still have our horses in Shasta County, a lot of them. My daughter loves them and rides them, and they're wonderful. They really are. So,
one of the things we were talking about before we started, you have some things you wanted to talk about. So let's get started with that. Something about the trees and right of ways.
We maintain almost 1,200 miles of road in Shasta County, and I live on the Deschutes Road corridor, and I see these little new valley oak trees sprouting 1 to 2 feet off the side of the road, and they tend to grow up and become big, and they inhibit sight. There's a lot of deer and game along there that they can't see what's coming at them, and you can't see what's coming. I think that little zone there along the road should be clean. And I've discussed this with Public Works, but then we run into the people out there that don't want to see any of those move. Along Hawes Farms down there a number of years ago, we have the tree trimmers that come and prune underneath the wires all the time, and people don't realize who pays for that. You and I do in our bill, in our power bill and our phone bill. So I think it would be nice in some instances to clean those up. And we did along Deschutes Road in our area, and I don't see the number of deer being killed there that used to be killed there either. And those deer, we have some of these accidents in the middle of the night. We don't know what got in front of that driver, because no one was there to see. So it could have been an animal. Could have been anything, but it's just one of those things that I feel pretty strongly about, and I'd like to see a decent clearance along.
Well, I tell you what, riding a motorcycle, which I do a lot, coming down the road, and you pop over the hill, and you've got trees all the way to the road, and now you've got 10 deer there, gets to be a little scary.
It does,
and and it's not just if you're on a motorcycle, you're in a car, and one can come through your windshield. So I think that there should be a line of sight that you can see that when you're coming there, that you have a time to react. Now, you can't help it if deer dump. I mean, they will leap out in front of you no matter what anyway. But if you can't get at least be able to see them from 10 feet out, off the road, to me, then the county then becomes culpable.
Well,
if they're not keeping line of sight.
There's some trees, take Gas Point Road, for instance.
Uh-huh.
I've talked to some cattle truck drivers. There's some trees there that are, their truck actually hits when they're driving out there, so they get over in the other lane to avoid that. That's dangerous.
We need
to be working on cleaning that up, and of course we have worked on it, but we've got a long ways to go yet, and, I think it's very important, and I'd like to have some people call in if they have some feeling about this. That's why I'm bringing it up. I want to know what people's feelings are about it, and then we can address it. So,
one of the things that I think the people really got behind the supervisors on was this: what was happening with the county roads. I'm sorry, the roads in the Trinity Forest.
Oh, yeah.
You all voted unanimously to keep those roads open.
Right.
The people got behind you, and yet the National Forest people just kind of blew you off.
Well, not now.
Not now. What's the latest on this now?
The latest is that we're working on that, and they're going back and redoing their documents to allow several of those roads.
Now, that's because one of your people went out, and didn't he go through every one of these roads and take...
Pat Minturn
went out. He took photos. Absolutely. He did all the work that they should have been doing. And then you all, and then it went in front of them. So now what are they going to do?
Well, they're going to go back and redo their environmental documents and open several of those roads back up again, which is wonderful. I mean, we finally got the point across to them, and Pat did such a wonderful job. They complimented him at the board meeting, and that made all of us feel really, really, really good. But he worked hard on that. He was out there in the snow driving up and down some of those roads last spring. So it was quite a little task to get that all done. But it proved the fact that those roads were, you know, that were good enough for the OHVs and that they should be used. So I think we won a big one there. And we got cooperation from the Forest Service.
Yeah, and I think the city was rolling in on that, too. I mean, everybody was.
And
my fear is that it's not so much your elected officials that do things. It's a bureaucracy that does things.
Yeah. Well, everybody got behind that one.
Yeah.
Everyone was...
I can't believe that one person, Sharon, whatever her name
Haywood.
Is.
Haywood.
Yeah, and by the way, whom we've asked at least 50 times to be on the show, and I don't think she appears on any show where she has to answer to the public. Yeah. Why would you do this? Why would you do this in the opposition of in front of everybody? I mean, I don't think there was. And then when people went up on a peaceful demonstration, I mean, they called out all the heavies there. I mean, even our own sheriff was there as part of the wanting to talk, and they bring out armed law enforcement types to put down this insurrection.
Well, Sharon did compliment Pat on this and the board, so we gained a lot that
well,
day,
let's hope
believe
so.
Me.
Let's hope so, because you know what? It's ours. I mean, our taxes pay for it.
That's right.
We should be able to go out there. We got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Supervisor Glenn Hawes. We come back. We've got. I want to talk about the budget. I want to talk about the realignment that's impacting us, and your thoughts on those things. I know we've got a couple other things you want to talk about. This is Carl in the Bot, 8:20 in the morning, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where the locals play. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-gal poker, Texas shootout, pie-gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest, with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament. Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. At last, indulge in Party in the Pit on Monday, December 26th. Buck bet $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day. In the 21 Pit, Monday, December 26th. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle. So trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite. Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 35 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. And go to our website, KCNR1460.com, and you can join the chat. The chat room, the chat packers, you guys, it was great seeing you yesterday for our second chat pack breakfast at the Country Kitchen. You guys are
great.
Great.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to everybody, and we love the fact that you interact with us. You know, when you go online, it does scroll quickly. So we're going to try to nab some of those questions that you've got in the chat pack, and if you've got questions, you don't feel like calling in 605-4567. We've made the chat pack available for you, so if you need to ask questions or you need to make a comment, please do so. And of course,
or give us a call at 605-4567.
And our guest this morning is Glenn Haas, who is a supervisor. Which district again?
District 3.
District 3
supervisor.
And Glenn has announced he's running again.
Yes.
And then the other thing, let's talk about, we've had, in the last couple of years, we've had other supervisors on. And when Les was running, mm-hmm. he said about how he's going to try, and I know this has come up before, try to put a moratorium on building fees and to get together with the other supervisors, either put a moratorium on them or reduce them. Has that ever happened?
Not of late, but it could happen. I mean, this topic could come up again, and it could happen. So it's something that if there's enough interest out there, if there's enough people that want to build and think that's important, they need to come and voice their opinion.
That's
things happen in front of the board. People voice their opinion, and then it becomes a front spot in our attention span, and that's how we make those things happen.
So if it's a kind of thing that, the Board of Supervisors, you all get together on a regular basis, obviously.
Well, every meeting we do.
Yeah. So the idea of reducing the building fees or fees here in town or putting a moratorium on them should be brought up by the people.
Brought up by the people.
And if they don't
it
say
was brought
anything,
up to me last week by a builder. So
okay.
It's in coming back into the forefront again. So I'm pretty sure that we will be talking about it again.
Okay, that's
probably
good.
Not in the too distant future.
Just because of the fact of. We're still getting hammered up here.
There's not much going on, and we need to get stimulate some things to happen. We need to build something around here. We need to get going again. The economy needs to get going again, and that's the way it happens. It's all in people's minds, and if you can get them back in a positive feeling again, something will happen.
We've had a lot of people with positive, on the show lately in business that have been very positive. They think Reading's a great place.
It's a beautiful
place.
They think
that they're entrepreneurs. They think that there's a lot of things that we've got available right here that will pull business in here.
I would like to share with our listeners, before we have to go to Fox News, we have just about 2 or 3 minutes. Glenn, I would like you to share a little bit of your history with our listeners, as well as District 3 covers what part of the region of the North State?
Well, East Reading area all the way up into Fall River, MacArthur, down as far as Whitmore, clear around to Jones Valley. It's the largest district in the county, and there's a lot of acres out there.
And you have been holding your seat for how long now?
15 years.
15 mm-hmm. years. And can you share with our listeners a little bit about Glenn Haas and your history?
Well, my history goes way, way back. My great-grandfather homesteaded here in the 1860s. And actually, they expanded from the homestead. Those were 160-acre parcels in those days, but they expanded that up to a little over 3,000 acres down there. And of course, in the 50s, one of the four brothers, my father had three other brothers, and one of them passed away. So the ladies in the family decided they need to split that ranch up and each one get their own. So that's when it started. Our part got smaller, a little over 1,000 acres now of it. And in the political side, my grandfather was District 5 supervisor. He passed away in office in 1936. So a little history back there on that line. But I went through Anderson High School, graduated there, and then went on to Chico and graduated from there and came back to and was a farmer and a rancher. And then we opened up the farm supply business in 1977 and just grew from there. And then my kids went on to Chico and came back. My daughter teaches out at Millville School. My son runs the operation at the store, plus Hawes Farms, and it just keeps going on and on. We've got five grandkids now to take over when we're gone, so hopefully this family will be here a long, long time.
Somebody just wrote and said that Hawes Farm is great for kids. Very cool place.
It is. It's an awesome place for kids.
So where is it that you reside?
I reside out east of the Redding Airport on the upper part of our ranch.
Oh, okay, that sounds great. I'm just trying to get, like, four people who hear the name.
How big is the ranch? I missed that.
It's just a little over 1,000 acres.
Right.
Okay,
right.
All right.
We have about a minute left, and I think it's really important. When you hear the name, it's kind of like, give me a picture of where you live, what the past is. 15 years, we want to talk more about holding seed, what you feel maybe have been your biggest accomplishments, where you would, if elected again, where you would like to see, what you would like to accomplish in the next future of being supervisor, District 3.
Also, we want to talk about realignment and how that's impacting on us on what we're looking at, and our budget for Shasta County, and from what you're looking at from your end.
Well, we have a balanced budget, Shasta.
Absolutely, and that's unlike some other places that does not have that.
Got to take a break here for Fox News. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. More details coming out about the person who gunned down a Virginia Tech police officer on campus yesterday, test confirming.
Both Officer Krause and the male subject that was found in the parking lot approximately a half mile away were shot and killed with the same weapon.
Corin Geller with the Virginia State Police saying investigators believe the shooter acted alone, changed clothes after fleeing the scene, and killed himself after being spotted by another officer. And Ford recalling thousands of vehicles because of problems with the wheels.
The government says bolts holding the wheels on 128,000 Fusions and Milans can fracture, causing a vibration. Ignore that vibration and the wheel can pop off. This affects only cars with 17-inch steel wheels, and the recall is expected to begin at the end of January.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. The cars are from the 2010 and 2011 model years. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, December 11th.
As we bring you The Adventure of the Phantom Chippendale.
Detective Grippenmeyer and his sidekick, Dr. Basil Percy Sage Rosemary Time, investigate mysterious floating furniture in this steampunk comedy.
This spicy comedy will be on Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoff, an optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries, and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm and Insurance.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Calling about 8:34 in the morning, December the 9th. 530-605-4567 if you've got a question for our guest, Supervisor Haas. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You join our chat room, as many of you have. You know, Valerie, Elizabeth, Coach Bob, John, so many more. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, DC and Tim are there. Tim's got that splendid mustache he's been working on for 46 years. And, you know, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, great magazines. We're talking to people that were in there. You know, Chief Rob Paletti, who was our guest yesterday on the show and was at the Chat Pack breakfast, by the way, and just did a great job there, gets his haircut there, too. And somebody said they were there, they just waited out in the car while their husband got his haircut there.
Chief Paletti.
You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that.
It's, you know,
man's last stronghold. Anyway, great place to get a haircut. And just stop by there and say hello. Our guest supervisor, Glenn Haas.
District 3 supervisor. We were discussing before we took our break for Fox News regarding, in your 15 years of holding office, what would you say, if you could say maybe your top two favorite moments or best accomplishments?
Well, County Fire was the first one that we were tasked with. It was... wasn't getting very much of the budget, and there was a lot of old equipment out there and just not being what it should be. So we went to work on that. Dwayne Fry was the CDF officer in charge of County Fire at the time, and he came to me, and then we just started going up, and we've never stopped. We have an excellent volunteer fire system and 19 volunteer fire companies in Shasta County, and it's awesome. And then, not to say the sheriff has always been on the top of the list, too. Public safety is the board's number one issue, and in that, fire's included, and so is the sheriff. So we have given as much as we have, really, basically, and in these hard times, we've even given more. So, I think, and it's tough times we're in right now. Deputy numbers are down. We all know that, but we just can't print money to balance the county budget. We can't do like the federal government does. So we have to live within our means and do the best job we can, and that's what we're doing.
There's a realignment that's just started. When we're opening up the third floor of the jail, it's going to take us probably another 4 months, I guess, to do that. How's that? How do you think that's going to impact on us?
Well, I was down in Sacramento with Larry Lees the day that the governor rolled this thing out, and he stood up there and he said that money is not a problem. Well, I can't believe that.
I can't believe the man is so far from reality when he says money is not a problem.
So we have a lot of inmates that are being released, early released, and coming back to Shasta County for us to manage. So probation and the sheriff, they've got a huge task. We did get some money to go along with it, so hopefully it will work out. You know, that's all we can do. And the state is so overcrowded in the prison system, and it's so expensive there that no one knows exactly what the answer is, but we are going to open the other floor of the jail up so we can handle some of them there. And probation is stepping up to deal with the ones that are loose on the street. And we'll just have to make the best of it. That's all there is to it.
The We asked Chief Pelletti, has he seen anything, upticks yet since it started? But it's only been since October,
so it's
difficult to be able to see that.
I don't know whether you can correlate some of these crimes to that or not, but over the long haul, we want them to keep track of that, so we do have a record.
Yeah, the fact is somebody sent me a link to the mugshots. And I think I was talking to Chief Pelletti about this, is when you look at all these mugshots from all these people being picked up, and, the drug problem that we seem to be having here in Shasta County and the city of Redding.
Yeah, that's nothing new. It's been here. We just
have
to keep dealing with it.
Yeah, has meth always been a problem here?
Meth has been a problem here for a number of years. That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is a shame. And then we seem to be also the state finding ways to keep cutting back on things. And when we look at the budget for Shasta County, are we looking at we don't look at any big uptake?
No.
In revenue.
It's steadily been sliding down over the last few years. Not by huge numbers, but it has slid down away. So,
do you see raising of any of the taxes that the county can do at all?
We can't do that. We could put something on the ballot for the people, but I don't think it would ever pass here. This has been tried in the past in Shasta County, and people don't like to pay more taxes here. They expect their tax dollar to be spent wisely and prudently so that things are taken care of under the current tax structure without raising taxes. I see the city of Chico wants to raise their sales tax.
Governor wants to raise the sales tax.
Well, the governor does, yes.
But we get to vote on this one.
But what he ends up doing is driving business out of California. You know, you stop and think you can go right across the border into Nevada where you have no state income tax and do business and ship it back into California with no problems at all. And that's what's happened to California. That's why our income
is sliding. You got Oregon with no sales tax.
And Oregon with no sales tax. So the competition around us is pretty great, so we better be careful.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, our guest is Glenn Haas, and we are taking your call, 605-4567, and, of course, Chat Pack. Go to KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
It's 1993 at Wind River Casino on Friday, December 30th. Over $25,000 must go. 20 games pay $1,199. Paper $35, PhDs $99. All jackpots must go. Win fast cash in a $5,000 flashback draw. It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. Play bingo and walk away a winner on December 30th. Over $25,000 must go. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy valued time with family and friends as Wind River Casino offers a fabulous holiday dinner buffet on December 25th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams, and roasted orange ruffy with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious dessert. Adults $18.95, children $7.95, children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco & Brew?
Tobacco & Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco & Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Okay, we lost a little bit of a connection here, so Bob's going to be scurrying, and we hope
Bob's
that,
crawling underneath the tables here, right, to reboot the internet.
Every
up here
now
someplace.
And then we have, we get a little droppage there. So just know. Our guest this morning is Glenn Haas, who's supervisor for District 3. I have a question for you as the guys are running around, because, you know, radio is a very visual thing. Curious. Give us a day of Glenn Haas. Give us a typical day on the day that you're going to have to do a board meeting and Glenn gets up, and then what does the day look like for you?
Well, I always start the day with a little exercise to get loosened up. At my age, it really helps, believe me. And then I get ready and head to the office and check on the, usually check the emails first to see who's tried to get a hold of me, you know, through the evening, and because some of those things are on the board agenda. People comment on those things, so it's nice to know what they've said before we go into the board meeting, and then we go in and start at 9 o'clock and work through it. Some days they get over quick, depending on the size of the agenda, but then a lot of days there's a closed session afterwards where we deal with lawsuits and anything that can be coming to us, and especially labor negotiations. And over the years, you know, I mean, you probably followed the county. We've done a pretty good job of negotiating and saving some money there, which we've had to save through these hard times. So just that's probably the most uncomfortable part of the job, really, is dealing with labor unions and our employees, because we all really think a lot of them, and it's just tough to have to deal with that, but it's part of the job.
You know, when Mayor MacArthur was on the other day, we asked her about the about lawsuits, a number of lawsuits, and I was surprised. She said, you hear about the two or three big ones, but there's lawsuits going all the time. Is that the same thing for Shasta County?
Same thing. Some of them are dealing with our roads, you know. That's why I brought this tree thing up. There's always some excuse that a lawyer will find to sue you about the shoulder or whatever, but I've got to tell you, over the last several years, Pat Minturns make sure that when they go out and work on a road, he's widening the shoulder all the time, because probably the largest cause of accidents is overcorrection. You know, we hear that all the time. Somebody gets a tire off the road and they jerk the wheel to get back on, and it throws that car into a, you know, it rolls it a lot of times, and sometimes people are killed. And really, by having a better shoulder there, that gives them a better chance to get control and not lose it. So we're working on that all the time.
The, you know, when Stillwater, it looks like Stillwater is starting to be sold out there. It looks like some good news out there for the city and the county.
I, as you probably know, I've been a leasee there with the cattle grazing on that, and I was out about 3 weeks ago just perusing around, checking, and I see these two gentlemen over there, and I drive over, and I introduce myself, and lo and behold, here's Chris Foxworthy there. We started talking, and he asked me, he says, what about that property over on the other side? I said, well, that's my place. He says, what's going to be built there? I says, luckily nothing. That's in a conservation easement. Nothing will ever be built there. Oh, I just love this view shed and everything. And I really enjoy everything he has to say about that property. I just hope that this comes to fruition. It just, it would really be a shot in Redding's, in the economy here.
Because they're talking about buying a lot of acreage. Well, he's, 100-something acres plus in a back lot there?
Yeah, it's beautiful property, really, for people that haven't seen it. It is, it's gorgeous property.
What is his connection to Redding?
He lived here in 02. He did, and he had a son that actually worked here, so he's got connections here, and he likes the area, and I think it's just great. Wonderful person.
Well, I think we all need to bend over backwards. And then some.
Well,
to be able
I think the city is doing real due diligence to work with him, and I know Rod Dinger, I've got to give him the top award there, because he's working real, real hard to get the noise thing is probably the biggest issue from the airplanes there. Rod is just working really, really hard to get this thing working.
When you say the noise issue, you mean to reroute the flight paths?
Yeah,
or?
Just get them out a little bit. They'll come out a little. Actually, they'll come out over our ranch instead of over the city property there, which doesn't bother us. I've been next to the airport for so many years, I don't even notice them anymore, mm-hmm. And that's the way things are. After you're next to them for a while, they don't bother you. It's just, you can say the view shed of the wind farm up there. After it's there for a while, it's just there and you don't even notice it.
It's like the train. We have the train downtown, and trust me, every now and then.
It makes noise, doesn't it?
Every so often it does, but we'll hear it. Other times we don't.
It's interesting how the atmosphere, how it changes, how you can hear that train sometimes a lot louder than other times. I still don't understand. Somebody's going to have to explain that to me.
It depends on the air currents that are coming through. It really makes a difference. Like in the evening, when everything is quiet and calm, you can really hear those airplanes out there. But like I say, the only time that I really ever noticed it is the day that I lost my phone and I had it on vibrate and I was going around calling it. And I thought I could hear that vibration. And every time I called it, there was an airplane over me. I never realized there was that many around, but they are there. So.
You just start getting used to the
sound.
Yes,
you do.
Yeah.
Well, at least we've got something going at Stillwater besides grazing.
That's right.
There was some consternation about that, supervisor. You got the contract or the lease out there to graze, and it hit the paper, and then you withdrew your.
Mr. Alt bid more than I did. It was only fair that he got that lease. So I thought, I'll just back out of it. Why not? I mean, he bid more than I did. They wanted. They thought that I might work better with the conservation easement and all of that sort of thing because I'm used to doing that. But Mr. Alt's going to do a wonderful job there, and I figured, he outbid me.
Well,
he should have it.
Well, who made that decision? Was a city?
I made the decision to back out
about that. But who made the decision about?
They had a committee
on the committee. Who decided on the lease to take a lower bid? That was that a city commission?
That was a city commission.
Was it a department of the city or was
partly department and I'm not sure who all was on that.
Okay. I mean, you'd had the leases before.
Yeah.
It was interesting how I don't know how the decision was made.
It was good business for me, I felt, to let the man with the highest bid have it. So I just
it was too bad. And if that's the case, I just wonder when they made the decision, why somebody else just didn't see that? Why they just difficult thing to realize why
they
would
had
happen.
A formula they went by and they scored each part of the formula. That's how it came out way it did. So and had to do with grazing on conservation easement. That's what it had to do because it has to be managed a certain way there. And being as I had the experience, they figured that was the difference. But I felt myself, I know Dave Alt. He was with CDF, he's retired for Cal Fire and so
we're going to take a break here.
Good neighbor.
All right. Our guest is Glenn Haast, a supervisor of District 3, currently 35 degrees downtown. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
I don't know what to listen to.
We're live
right now. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The final portion of our show is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Can't say enough about Joe and Shelley. Veterans get discounts there. Espresso Joe's best coffee, the barista's there. Serve up anything you want at great prices, better than you're going to find in other places in town. They sell gourmet coffee beans and all types of Christmas accoutrements for your coffee. Making a coffee means a lot to a lot of people. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, if not the whole West. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And, again, veterans get discounts there. Our guest is Supervisor Glenn Hawes, and we've been talking about a variety of things here. You know, some things are being put on the on our chat room, and they're I'm not going to talk about them, and I'll tell you why. These are things that I don't know for sure. And you know, when we start talking about and it's not concerning the supervisor specifically, but somebody in county government, I'm not going to talk about that until I know for sure, because we've had this happen before, that people have said this and it's turned out that it wasn't. And unless I know for sure, if I knew for sure, then I would ask you this.
Right, and we would have talked about that before you came in, because we're not going to bombard you with a bunch of allegations.
We don't ambush people here, but if I knew for sure that this was happening, if I had talked to somebody, I would have asked you about this person.
Yes, and then you come on and we talk about it then.
That's right. And then you have a choice whether you want to talk about it or not, but I'm not going to, and we don't do that. We don't launch on allegations. We've got a few minutes left. What do you want to accomplish if indeed you get reelected?
Well, I wanted to mention this building permit issue that we run into. People go out and buy a piece of property, and it goes into escrow, and the realtors don't disclose everything about those properties. Number one, if you go and you want to buy a piece of property, you go down and make sure that all the building permits were current on the current buildings that are there. This has been probably one of the hardest things I've had to deal with in 15 years, is dealing with people that come in to me and say, oh my goodness, I bought this property and now I'm going down to get a building permit to do a remodel or whatever, and they find out there's no permits that have been pulled on that particular building ever before. Then it automatically doubles the fee. You've got to go get the engineering. the cost just starts going, jumping up, 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 and that should not happen. The realtors themselves should look into this and disclose it to you, but they don't. They want to sell the property and get out of it. And also, be sure you know what zoning you're buying. I just had a couple of people up in the Oak Run area that bought a piece of property that they thought was an ag, and it's an HP, Habitat Protection, which is a total different zone.
Can you build in Habitat Protection?
Yes, you can, but you got to have a fairly large acreage to do it, and you're regulated on what you can build there. So please, when you go buy a piece of property, make sure you check the zoning, check out whether the building permits have all been pulled, because the former owner should take care of that. They're the ones that are responsible, and after you buy it, you can't go back. I mean, you could probably go back and sue the former owner, but that's another whole ball
disclosure.
Game. It's just not fair to people, but it happens regularly.
How do the fees in the county compare to other counties here?
Pretty much we watch that. They're pretty even, and actually the county fees are less than the city. We all know that. So, let's face it, resource management is paid for by fees. There's none of your tax dollars going in there to pay for that. So there has to be a certain amount of money coming in there to take care of that budget each year. And it's a good thing there was a few reserves over there, because we all know that building's been down over the last 2 or 3 years. And like you say, we'll talk about fees again. Maybe we need to get that going back up. But if we cut the fees too far, then we don't have enough money to run that operation, and that goes along. It pays for the building inspector and all of those, all the things that go along with it, your septic systems and all of that. So it's a huge issue.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for being here today, Glenn.
You bet.
It's our first time for you to be on the show. There's a lot of questions, a lot of interest in what's going on at the county level, of course.
Absolutely.
Hey, next on Monday, we're going to be talking to, Jim Gironda, Gironda's restaurant. And he's gone through just this tremendous, tremendous quest. And it's
quest
come out,
is a good word quest, for it.
And wants to talk about kidneys and kidney transplants and how you can help people.
Fabulous.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.